This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sensitive and sensible. This is the DJV program as we say goodbye to the old year and start the coming year, a rebirth, if you will, allowing all of us to focus on what we want to accomplish. What do you want to do this year? Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer's off until Thursday. So what do you, have you thought about it under the circumstances, Victoria? What do you want to accomplish as you move into the new year? The opportunity certainly is there to begin again. I said, though, earlier I was talking about, you know, you have things that we can change every day, every hour, every minute. But we sort of think, hopefully at least, I forget about the past. I'm disassociating myself from old stuff and aligning myself with fresh, new possibilities. And I hope everybody else is doing that, because there's a lot of good energy around at the moment, even though it doesn't, they don't think that it's the energy is great. So we're going to get stuck in some of the old patterns for sure. But can your New Year's resolutions actually be put into practice, if you even practice having New Year's resolutions? But what do you think about the opportunities that await you in 2020? Have you thought about that?
No, honestly, I haven't. I really haven't. Yeah. It's just what's going on with me in my personal life, so I haven't focused forward at all, to be honest.
But one of the things that hopefully will be good and help you transform, because we all know it hurts.
I'm not ready, honestly, to be perfectly honest. I'm not ready to even think about moving forward, so I don't want to, because I don't even, you know, that's not to sound like too much of a downer, but like, I'm not even, normally I love New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and everything, but, and going into a new year, but this year I'm not, because everything that I loved is in 2019, you know, with the loss of my almost 17 year old companion. So
yeah,
I don't really want to think about 2020, because he won't be in it. So it's hard.
That's a legitimate thought, and what is the old expression, time heals all wounds? It doesn't seem like
it
that.
It doesn't.
Again, it just doesn't. And sometimes those are meaningless words, and I don't want to exercise in meaningless words or phrases. I think one of the things that is good for you is that you have good support, and that will help you, I think, through it ultimately, one way or the other. Good support is always something that we can all be thankful for if we have it. That's a good thing. Kara, what about you? You're not a celebrant any more than I am. Just another day and another way of I'll go play with Miles.
I don't know if that's true, but I think I celebrate some of the holidays more than you do, like Christmas Eve and Christmas and all of those. I'm excited.
I was more referring just to New Year's, not necessarily.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go out and I'm seeing friends and family and some stuff like that. But I guess looking forward to the new year. Last year, or 2019, I really focused on mental health. It was something that I had avoided doing for a long time, and just kind of at the beginning of the year, I was not feeling that great and decided I'm done with feeling like this, and I want to actually do something and put something into action to feel better all the time and have it be something I don't have to worry about as much. And so I think 2020 is going to be more physical. So I work out all the time, but when it comes to food, I've always been like a stress eater. So whenever I feel stressed eat, I'm like, must eat a donut or something like that.
Yum.
I'm you know, which feels great in the moment. And then like a half an hour later, I'm annoyed at myself because I'm like, well, why did I just work out? And then I went and ate a donut because I was stressed out.
Rewards.
So, yeah, so that's going to be my focus, is finding a healthier way of dealing with stress. Yeah. So cross your fingers and hope good things for me in 2020.
Yeah, of course.
See if I can figure that out.
I would certainly do that. But this is the traditionally popular time to start difficult tasks. You quit smoking, you lose weight, maybe you've got ambition that you want to see through this year, that sort of thing. I think this is an awkward time, but yet an opportune time to do, as you are suggesting, the emotional support, maybe spiritual support that you need. And I would hope and pray for intellectual growth this year for people to dispose of regrets and disappointment and that sort of thing, create something that allows you to look at things a different way. It's really the old ways most of the time don't work, although people find comfort in them because it's what they know. It's what we all know. But yet the new year is just a sort of a line in the sand. It is only, this is the Western, you know, the Chinese don't celebrate their new year this week. There are a lot of societies that for religious reasons or in this circumstance, certainly the traditions of China going back. It's funny because the Chinese government embraces the difference between China and the rest of the world when it comes to everything except religion. They don't, you know, because the religion, it gives you something else to believe in beside the state. And so it just new experiences, the new decade, all of these things are artificial, but yet they're kind of easier to immerse yourself in, at least in my experience. I'm now getting involved, as I often do when I'm out in California, in a very vigorous exercise program. I didn't do it last year because I wasn't here much during the winter, but I like, one of the things that I find myself surrounded with is the opportunity riding a bike. I'm going to a special gym that I found that will be useful in trying to do what I want to do with my body and thus with my mind. And being on the air like this every day for hours and hours is really a great way for me to challenge my mind as well and to spend time with friends and people. And that's what I think that's one of the most important aspects of one's life. I don't want to get too heavily philosophical here, but the beginning of the year gives you a chance to be more philosophical. We have our tradition, made reference to the Chinese and their traditions. The Celts have their tradition. The Babylonians have their tradition. There are all kinds of different ways of moving from the old year into the new year. There's one of the reasons that these parties have so much meaning, whether you know it or not, is that in the old days, if you go back historically and look at some of the ancient traditions, the change represented a move from chaos to order. By the time the year ended, it was chaos, it would seem. And so this was an opportunity for people to move orderly, in an orderly fashion, into their dream space or their desire space or their goal space, whatever it may be. But I think I'm pretty optimistic about what this new year holds in store for at least me and the people that are close to me. And I think that's the way you start. I don't think you go into the year thinking, I got to be another terrible year. No. No. Even though I am, in Victoria's mind, Captain Curmudgeon. That's an that identity is set aside exclusively for particular things that occur. Okay? Maybe we can agree on that, Victoria. The doctor came up. Well, let's see. That's one of the things about this program. We're talking about the passing of Don Imus. One of the great things that Imus did on his program, the bits he used to have when he got older and he got cranky and kind of angry and nasty with people. But during his heyday, he was funny. The stuff that he did, Billy Saul Hargis and some of the other bits that he did, probably neither of you remember that stuff, but he came from a time when you could be funny on the air and have just a little bit of an edge to you, that stuff is lost, or at least it's been put in a closet. I was listening yesterday.
He also said a lot of really horrible things.
Oh, he did.
I mean, he said a lot of really blatantly racist. homophobic, like horrible things. I don't really enjoy. I don't like him, and I didn't like him. I knew people who worked with him said he was awful. He was every bit as terrible.
I told you the story about with the people at. That the guy that was the jock that was on before him, the way he treated him.
I don't really get why everyone's, you know, not everyone. Some people are, you know, trying to stick to the hard line of, oh, Imus was a genius. And yeah, so was Roger Ailes, but he was also a pig.
What I'm trying to bring forth here isn't necessarily that memory, but I'm thinking about the memories of people, and I used him as an example, but there are plenty of others who were very clever, very creative, and very good on the radio. And what they brought to the surface was something that was different. And all of us, in order to survive in this environment, have to be different to a certain extent. My difference has been that I had a sort of a placid view of the world, and I didn't go to extremes one way or another. And it was hard, and it's even harder now to find somebody who has that point of view. So it serves a... It has value. It serves a purpose. But in the world that we're in today, there aren't a lot of people that are having fun doing anything. So I like to, I relish in the times when we have just plain fun, and it sounds like we have a circumstance. I'm not a comedian. I don't play one on the radio. I'm actually a thinker. And I think that there's need for more thinkers. And that's why I've surrounded myself with you, because you're thinkers. And I want people to listen to this program and think, yep, okay, I get that. So, and we have lots of other ancillary things in terms of radio and podcasts. The Good Day Health podcast, for example, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The most recent one, most recent podcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, is a focus on how to avoid bad bacteria, which is becoming a real problem. There's lots of bad bacteria around not reacting to some of the drugs or the ways that we are trying to deal with them. So in order to avoid it, you ought to listen to this podcast, How to Avoid Bacteria, the most recent podcast, at gooddayhealthshow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Did you know that your home Wi-Fi can be tracked by websites, search engines, social networks, and others? The only way to really browse anonymously is with a VPN, or virtual private network, where you download it, launch it, and then launch your web browser. Georgia Wheatman is an expert on VPNs.
I mean, usually a user will download the software onto their computer, like you said, launch it, and then they'll be able to do all their browsing, and all your traffic will be routed through the VPN, but it's not just anonymity. It also can help you with having better control over who's monitoring your activities, your physical location even. You could make it so that they couldn't see where you were, and that'll make it harder for bad actors to intercept your internet traffic and those credentials and everything we talked about.
More is at bulbsecurity.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pretty silly stuff. The British comedy songwriter Neil Innes, who worked with Monty Python, played in the Beatles parody group The Ruffles, has passed away at the age of 75. His family confirmed his death in a statement saying, quote, "We've lost a beautiful, kind, gentle soul whose music and songs touch the heart of everyone and whose intellect and search for truth inspired us all. He died of natural causes without warning. His wife and their sons and three grandchildren have given thanks for his life, his music, and for the joy he gives out." Listen to this.
Brave Sir Robin, this is so
afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Robin Hood. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, or to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his body burned away.
Mr. Innes was known as the seventh Python for the work he did with the comedy troupe all through the 70s. He contributed to several of their albums, was one of the two non-members, along with a guy named Douglas Adams, to write for their sketch show, Monty Python's Flying Circus. He also appeared in and wrote music for several Monty Python movies, including Knights of the Round Table, such as what you're hearing, Brave Sir Robin, for the Monty Python Holy Grail movie in 1975. He worked with Monty Python through the 70s. Eric Idle tapped him to work on his post-Flying Circus sketch show, Rutland Weekend Television, which is where they came up with the Beatles parody group called the Ruttles. Listen to this. SNL in the 70s. produced a mockumentary called All You Need Is Cash. I remember having, I was just saying to the ladies off the air, I had Eric Idle in a studio with me here in Los Angeles one morning doing this program about, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 years ago. And it was hysterical, but we had to believe about every other thing that he said. Richie was running the controls then, and it was just, but he was, I just let him go. He brought a guitar up into the studio, and it was just hysterical. And that's where these guys came from, he and Innes, and some of these other characters. Just, it's funny, foolish stuff. You don't have a lot of that funny, foolish stuff around anymore. And that wasn't dirty, it was just crude. Much of anything else. All right, 26 after here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara, Doug, and you, and a new release, a remastered version of one of the great pop songs of this era. I think this is a fabulous song. Victoria said she's probably surprised because I'm singing the lyrics.
I was impressed that you knew this song, yeah.
It is a fabulous pop song. I've always been a...
I know you don't like much from the 80s, so... But this is a great song.
It's a theme song from the 80s, actually.
It's also probably in the top five most recognizable keyboard riffs of all time.
Yeah,
you know, as soon as that keyboard kicks in, you know in one note that it's this song.
It's this song, right, exactly. A-ha has released two versions of Take On Me, two videos for the song. The first one is from 1984. Second appeared on the band's 1985 debut album, Hunting High and Low. The video for the second version of the song used rotoscoping, which is a mix of sort of live action and pencil animation to tell the story, this love story. As a press release for this new 4K.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found in his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant, he says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points, to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Happy New Year! It's the DJV program, continuing with our tradition of intelligent conversation most of the time. Once in a while, we get off onto a toot. D for D, D for D, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, Jennifer off again, but back on the morrow, if you will, or as you will. This past decade, we've been talking a lot about it, and kind of get wrapped up in the crazy news media cycle of looking back at the year and looking back at the decade, and I'm thinking to myself, what for? There's a lot of stuff. If you want to find fault with what we haven't done, you know, whether it's you look at the whole discussion of climate change and how maybe we lost opportunity, we've squandered a chance to fix the problem. There's always a problem. There's always an opportunity. There's always a way to fix stuff. And I think I move into the new era thinking that we have a chance. We always have a chance. There's always another chance, frankly, I think, for most things to be acted upon, whether it's your own personal life or whether it's the life of all of us in a collective sense. thought it was interesting that Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, called President Trump to thank him for information that came from our intelligence forces that helped thwart a terrorist act in Russia. The news media over there said information from our country helped stop a couple of Russian citizens who were planning to carry out an attack in St. Petersburg over this New Year's period. They have been detained. Statement from the Kremlin said the two presidents discussed a range of issues other than Putin calling to thank the U.S. I'm sure that was an opportunity for them to talk about continuing bilateral cooperation on terrorism. U.S. and Russia have a history of working together on things like that. I think if you go back to the last decade, if you will, earlier in the last decade, Russians gave the FBI information about one of the men who was accused of the marathon bombings, the Boston Marathon. Remember that? Back in 2011 or so, something that. So even though we have we look askance at Bad Vlad, there's at least some. It doesn't serve anybody to have this kind of terrorist activity. So one would hope that he would do the same in kind. And apparently we're acknowledging that to a point with the Boston Marathon bombing, because those guys were Russians. But are the Russians going to still hack into our election? Of course they are. So I don't know. Some of this stuff seems kind of silly, actually. But Russians also have confirmed that they're filing an appeal against the four-year ban from all sporting events, all international sporting events. The World Anti-Doping Agency handed down the punishment. Remember, I think it was about a month ago when this all was announced. The ban prohibits the country from competing in the Olympic Games in Tokyo this next year. Russia also isn't allowed to host any international events or fly its flag at any of these events. The ban does allow the Russians, however, to compete under a neutral flag as long as they can prove they're clean. So I'm trying to think, what is that?
They did this in the last Olympics, too. They had this sort of, they had like a new flag that they, I forget what they called it, but it allowed people from all different areas in Russia who were basically competing as independent athletes.
You mean, from all of the former Soviet Union states, the Eastern Bloc, is that what you're saying? Like Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, those,
but it wasn't
Belarus.
Right, but it wasn't called anything. It had some name that they made up so that they could all independently compete under that new flag that they created because Russia was banned. And they're, you know, I don't know how they keep denying that when their athletes test positive for this stuff. I don't know. When it goes to the international court, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but it was the OAR, the Olympic OAR, athletes from Russia who weren't doping.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there were a few of them.
Of course there were. Men and women, as far as that's concerned. You know what I found interesting? I don't know how many people are paying close attention to what's going on. The political world continues to swirl, and speculation, who's going to run, who's going to get the nomination, who will win, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden said something that I thought was fascinating the other day, and it hasn't gotten much attention. That is, for whatever the reason, somebody asked him, a reporter asked him, if he would be open to a Republican running on the same ticket with him. You'll remember that Joe Lieberman wasn't really a Democrat when he ran with Al Gore. He was an independent. And so that sort of opened the door a crack. And now somebody asked Biden, and he explained why he'd be open to having a Republican serve as his vice president. Sort of a page out of the old show, Madam Secretary. She ran and became president in her character on television with a Republican running mate. So Biden says, quote, you know, there's really some decent Republicans out there. It's nice of him to acknowledge. Here's the problem right now of the well-known ones. They got to step up, you know what I mean? And I think that what he means is that it is time for the Republicans to stop coddling Trump. And I think you've seen some cracks in that, frankly, lately. One wonders what, you know, these people all have to be very cognizant of what's going on in their own district. And in some districts, Trump is very strong still. And in other districts, like some of the farming districts around the country, you'll see that there's a waffling going on because agricultural interests are not at all impressed. I've said this 100 times, I've said it once. He's got a big problem with the agricultural sector because what he has said in reality, I don't even know that he knew that he was being, I think he's been screwed over by Sonny Perdue and other people because he's not paying attention. Agriculture is not his thing. So he's not paying attention to how they're running the ag department and what they're doing with all that money that has been set aside to supposedly help the farmers, which isn't helping the farmers really at all, helping big ag and helping people that own a lot of these consortiums, some of the hedge funds, some of the outfits that hold huge interests in collateral goods like corn and big commodity outfits. So those are the people getting the money. Anyway, it'll be interesting. Who would be a good Republican to run with Joe Biden? Do you think about that for a second? Who's around that would make a good, respectable companion? I mean, I think there may be something to this, too, by the way, if there were to be a Republican running. I think it would shake things up a little bit, and it would force the Republicans and the Democrats in a way to kind of figure out how to work together. If you put a Republican and a Democrat together on the same ticket, that would be very interesting.
That's what Biden was kind of known for, his friendship with John McCain, getting along with other people and with different views. So it's not surprising that he said that. I can't really see the rest of the Democratic Party being down with that idea.
I can see him getting more Republican votes that way, but I think going even more towards the Republican Party, I really don't think that would help him out with the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. I want something more centrist, but I still want it to be Democratic. I don't necessarily want to vote for... I guess it depends who he would pick. I don't necessarily want to vote for a Republican.
Well, that's what
candidate.
I was asking, who it would be.
It would have to be someone young, and I don't know, maybe Nikki Haley, but that's...
She was just in my mind, too, yeah. I don't know.
You know who else would fit? You know who else would fit? A guy who has aspirations, the governor of Massachusetts. He had another Republican cut out of the same cloth as Bill Weld and Mitt Romney, a guy named Charlie Baker. He's a very moderate Republican, very well thought of in Massachusetts, which is a Democratic stronghold. He had 70% of the vote in the last election. Guys like that
would make
people sit up and take note. But I think Nikki Haley would, too. I think the more I know about her, kind of the more I like about her. In many ways.
Yeah, she's definitely gotten some flack lately for things she said about the Confederate flag. And so I think that really wouldn't go over well with Democrats. But I just think of her in terms of because she's younger and she's a woman, which would have more appeal. But I don't think that Biden could run with an older male Republican. I do not. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that would work.
Biden's biggest problem right now is really, it's Kara and me. It's younger females in the Democratic Party who are just
kind
of...
So what would you do if he chose Mayor Pete as his vice presidential running mate? What would
he
you
wouldn't,
do that?
But I would love that.
Why would he not?
Because Mayor Pete, it's another ticket of two white guys, and Mayor Pete he's not bringing in any minority support.
Bringing
he really
in
has
support, isn't he?
Not really. Weirdly, he's not really that supported, at least from what I've seen online and looking at what different people are talking about. He doesn't seem to be doing super well in the LGBT community.
Yeah.
Really? Isn't that interesting? All right, some tips. If you're looking for a new job, as again, we're turning the page, we're turning the day, we're turning the year, we're turning the decade. For those of you who don't like what you do for a living, it's time for you to change. That would be my New Year's resolution. If I had a job I didn't like, I'd be looking for a new one. That's a great time to be doing that. Maybe I'll give you a couple of ideas to think about in a few moments here on the DJV program at 44 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Wake you up, Victoria. Yes, time to get a job. You realize that fully 30% of people who are working in our country today say they do not like their job and they would like to find a new job. And by the way, these people are all employed. They're all in work right now. And many other people that you know, just talk to people on the street who say, I don't like my boss, I don't like my job, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, this, as we get into the new year, is probably, there are two times, and I noticed this in the radio world, and this is what made me think about it, actually, more people lose their jobs in radio and are replaced by new hosts and in January and in September. Good times of the year to start a job hunt. So if you look around, I remember, we did spots for ZipRecruiter, didn't we, Kara?
Mm-hmm. For a year or so. Yeah.
And that seemed to work. Those sorts of things seemed to work. But you got to figure out what you have in terms of a story. You got to do it one page. You got to tell your story in a resume. You can't make it long. Bullet points, all that sort of stuff. And if you don't know how to do that, find somebody in your family or friend circle that knows how to do it. And oftentimes, the people that you know also can help you get a job. Networking is a very important thing when it comes to finding the possibility of jobs, the kinds of things that you want. And then look around. If you know what your career goal is, then find companies that are in that workspace and apply for jobs there. Take your time and make sure you don't make another mistake, frankly. I think that's the bottom line. Good luck. 10 before the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Well, is here with us. Feels like it's been a long time since I introduced you. I don't know why that. Hey, I think last time you were supposed to be here with me, I was sick, and I don't get sick. That brings me around to things that people get. There's a lot of big discussion about bacteria, Jack, and the new kinds of bacteria. I know that I got some bad food, and bad food, the description or definition of bad food is that it has some kind of bacteria. Viral, there are not viral problems with food, it's bacterial problems, right? We talk about salmonella and E. coli and listeria and that sort of thing. Those are all bacterial problems, right?
Yeah, bacteria is everywhere. You can't get away from it.
No.
Nature has given us great defensive mechanisms against this, as long as those mechanisms are in operation.
Well, wouldn't you have thought mine, because I'm a healthy guy,
yes,
why wouldn't mine have been in operation to ward off?
Well, one of the things...
It must have been so bad, the food was so bad, it's so loaded with bacteria that I couldn't...
Well, that's true, and you've got to be awfully careful, especially when you travel. But a very powerful acid stomach is one of the best defensives that nature has given us against those kinds of problems, because almost everything is destroyed by the acid in the stomach. Now, people who are taking antacids, are a sitting duck for these kinds of problems that you're
talking
about.
Well, let's describe what an antacid is. What are the popular brands of antacids that some people take because it's easy? Is Pepto-Bismol that kind of a thing? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, even that would be considered an antacid. That's true.
Yeah.
About proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, like, you know, Nexium and Prevacid.
Oh,
and,
right. The series, you know,
the, yeah, and some of this stuff, I think it's, isn't it Prevacid now that has run out of its patent, so it's sold over the counter? What was once only by prescription, now you can go in the store. Right. Yeah. And rather than addressing why you are having serious acid reflux or even GERD that it can progress to, you just go ahead and take a Band-Aid for it, which lowers the acid, the power of the acid in the stomach, which lets a lot of things through that should not be getting through into the gut.
Let's back it up to what happens if a mother has an antacid as she's pregnant, or what happens to babies who may have, in their first year of life, have an upset stomach.
Well, that's the latest fad. That's one of the latest fads for a baby spitting up and colicky, is to give the baby an antacid. Now, there's an incredible study out of the Uniformed Services University of Health Studies that's published in Pediatrics. Uniformed Services University is the university that's there in Bethesda, right next to Walter Reed. And it's where people in uniform can now go to med school. They not only have JAG and, you know, going into law, lawyers in the services, they have medical doctors in the services. And one of the ways in which they teach these people is at the Uniformed Services University there in Bethesda. They just finished a study showing, you know, and they watched and they looked at a lot of different sources of information, that babies that are given these kinds of antacids in their first year of life, because they've got colic, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, have a greater likelihood of fracturing bones later in childhood.
Yeah.
Simply because if your stomach is not acid enough, you cannot absorb calcium. Pure and simple.
And without calcium, you can't have strong bones.
And you can't have strong bones, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's one of the craziest things about putting calcium in Tums. That's one of the dumbest things in the marketing world out there. Tums decreases the acidity. You decrease the acidity, you can't absorb calcium.
Wow. Well, something for mothers, young mothers, to know and understand.
Yes.
You don't want your children to grow up with weak bones. Nothing worse than having weak bones.
Goodness.
No. All right, another thing, as we approach the new year, you and I talk a lot about Calitrin, which is the only really healthy choice for weight loss other than how you diet. You know, you can do this on your own, but most people don't have the power to do it. So Calitrin is a gentle way for you to lose weight and to keep it off. That's because of its content. You talk about joint support. There is included in Calitrin, part of the combination here, is something that's really good for your bones. And there is, you know, there are a lot of things in this aloe vera that's good for you, but the main ingredient is collagen protein, and that's what helps push the fat out and create that area of muscular control that you want to have. It's all natural. Let's make sure that you have the opportunity to lose the weight the healthy way. The information is there at Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. They get yourself on the program. 3 months you pay for, get 3 months free, so you get 6 months. Lose the weight, keep it off.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.